yes, please be patient. I'm coming to the door. Oh my, such a wonderful cinnamon roll we have here. Aren't you the cutest future son-in-law? Well, but please, don't stay in the door. Come in. Come in. So tell me, did you come to pay a surprise visit to my sweet baby girl? Oh, you are here to pick her up for a date. Really? She hasn't told me anything about it. If I knew about it before, I would have planned everything, and obviously, I would keep an eye on you all the time to make sure everything goes as perfect as possible. Oh, really? I mean, I would understand that she doesn't want me to go if I were an overprotective mother that can't understand boundaries, but I'm a cool mom. I wouldn't say anything, even if you two were to kiss each other in front of me. Well, maybe I would say something, but something along the lines of, oh, young love is so adorable. Nothing like to disturb you or to stop you or anything. Oh no, I would not say anything like that. Oh well, I guess that for some people, it might be awkward to have their sweet mother on a date with them, especially with how shy my little angel is. But I know we can agree that shyness makes her even cuter. Talking about that, she would snap at me if I were to do this in front of her, but since she's still in her room, maybe I could take the chance to show you our family album. In the album, there are so many adorable pictures of her from when she was still a cute, tiny little baby. Oh, this is too exciting. Just sit here and I'll bring it to you right away. Okay. Well, here you go. This is our family album. I bought it more or less the same week I knew I was pregnant. I was determined to get this book full of pictures of the cutest, most perfect angelic baby that was ever going to be born from the most perfect and wonderful love between me and my dear. Oh, speaking of which, this is a picture of my husband when we were in our 20s. If you pay attention, you can see that the t-shirt he is wearing has our initials on it. Oh yes, I forced him to wear all these cute couple-themed t-shirts when he was out of the office. For example, t-shirts with our initials, with hearts, with different words and phrases like I'm taken or happily married. Oh, the good old days. Oh, you saw those marks on his wrist? Well, it's from the time I kept him tied up. You know, at first I felt a little guilty for having, you know, done that, hurting him a little at the beginning of our never-ending love story. But he always reminds me that if it weren't for all those months of training, he wouldn't know the happiness he lives in right now. Oh, he is so kind and caring. Oh, and this is a picture of us and my parents in their house. I wish you could have met my father. You remind me a lot of him, just that you're way younger and less bald. This guy here is my brother, Robert, And it's from when he traveled all the way to New Mexico to meet up with a friend to try to find evidence for some crazy conspiracy thing. I can't even remember what it was, but he was really hyped about it. Oh, and look at this one. This is my baby girl. This is the first picture I took of her. She was so small and tiny. She weighed around 5 pounds. Ooh, she's so cute and so perfect in these pictures. Don't you think? Oh, and look at this one. This is when she was 2 years old. She was playing with her favorite teddy bear. She needed it to sleep until she was 12, you know. She's still an adorable little girl on the inside.
Good morning, Mom. Oh, wait, who are you talking to? Oh, shit. My love? What are you doing here?
Good afternoon, sweetie. I was just having a friendly chat with my future son-in-law, that's all.
Stop calling him that. It's creepy. And what did you just say? Wait, you can't say that. Oh, sheesh. I don't know who out of the two of you is the corniest. And when did I agree that I was marrying you? Eh? Don't say something like that. It's not a joke.
Oh, that was so cute. And even if you reject my lovely advice a million times, I will just say it a million more. And I will mention again, I am so glad my daughter chose such an adorable guy as her boyfriend.
Don't say things like that. You'll make him cocky.
Oh, come on, sweetie.
What I want to know is, why are you here so early? Our date was supposed to... What do you mean it's 5 p.m.? It can't be. I mean, how on earth? Oh my god, sorry, baby. I overslept. I was sure it was like 1 p.m. at most. Oh no, I'm sorry. I still need to shower and get dressed. If you want, we can go some other day and... Oh no, I feel horrible.
And you should feel horrible. How can you be so heartless? Your poor boyfriend was so hyped about going out today with you. He is always so kind and loving with you.
Okay, I get it. Cut it out, Mom.
Okay, maybe I shouldn't be so harsh with you. But how could you oversleep so much? I mean, it's past 5 p.m., sweetie.
I know. I just couldn't sleep yesterday. Not with all the noise you and Dad were making.
Baby, please don't say those things so bluntly.
Sorry, Mom. Well, anyway, my love, do you still want to go out, or would you rather stay at home? I mean, then it's not going to be an actual date, but maybe we could, you know, cuddle a little. I mean, if you want. I mean, you came all the way here already.
Oh, yes. If you want, I can prepare something special for dinner. Maybe I can bake you some cookies or a pie. Or maybe you would like to check how your future wife cooks. She might not look like it, but she can do it properly. Well, with a little bit of mommy's help, of course.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, I can cook as well, of course, but maybe my boyfriend was planning something else, you know, like cuddles in my bedroom, watch some Netflix maybe, or some movies. I have quite a few horror movies. Maybe we could do that until dinner is ready. I mean, we were going to go to the cinema, so maybe we can watch some movies here. It's not the same, but here we can be more affectionate and intimate, maybe. I mean, babe, would that be something you want, maybe? I mean, it's not like I need you to embrace me all the time, but if you want to do it, I wouldn't really mind it that much.
Oh, sweetie, you are so cute when you're all shy like this.
I'm not being shy.
Okay, okay. I will not tease you anymore. Just one last thing. If my daughter gets a little less shy while you are in her bedroom, please promise me you'll use protection.
Mom, what did you say to my boyfriend?
Oh, nothing, sweetie. I'll go make dinner now. Bye.
Anyways, come with me. Just for today, I'll let you pick the movie. Hey, you jerk. Don't just kiss me all of a sudden like that. My heart can't take it. Shut up. Don't tease me. Am I really that red?
Oh, you are the worst.
Yeah, I don't know why I love you so much. I said nothing? Eh? So you did hear me. You just wanted me to say it again. How needy can you be? You're a jerk, you know. But yes, you're my jerk.